There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin with the headlines. Sydney nurse charged over video threatening Israeli patients. And vigils held worldwide for the Bibas family. We begin in Australia, where a Sydney nurse who was suspended over a video in which she allegedly made threats against Israeli patients has been charged by police. Sarah Abu Lebde is facing three charges: threatening violence to a group, using a carriage service to threaten to kill, and using a carriage service to harass or cause offence. A carriage service is any service that transmits communications electronically, like emails, text messages, social media posts, or internet data. 26-year-old Lebde and another nurse, Ahmad Rashad Nadir, were suspended from their duties at Bankstown Hospital after the video, filmed on an anonymous online platform which pairs people randomly for a chat, was released online. Authorities say there's no evidence the pair actually harmed patients. In the footage, which appeared to have been filmed inside a hospital and was published by an Israeli content creator, Lebde and Nadir bragged about refusing to treat Israeli patients, killing them, saying they would go to hell. Here's a snippet.
I have a question. Let's say an Israeli, God forbid.
I won't treat them. I'll kill them.
You'll kill? So if an Israeli is in Australia and God forbid something happened to him and he comes to your hospital.
Not God forbid, hope to God.
Lebde has granted bail. She's banned from social media and from leaving the country and will return to court on the 19th of March. Nadir has not been charged but is still under investigation. Communities worldwide have held vigils to remember the Bibas family, killed whilst in captivity in Gaza. Shiri, Kafir and Ariel Bibas are being buried today. Earlier this week, a march was held in Buenos Aires, Argentina, to honour them and to call for the release of remaining hostages in Gaza. The moving event began with a candlelighting ceremony where relatives of victims expressed their grief. Israel's ambassador to Argentina, Eyal Sela, condemned Hamas for the deaths of the Bibas family and their cruel handling of their return to Israel. The demonstration was organized by Argentina's Jewish community groups. In the United States, a Jewish organization in Hollywood is speaking out against a pro-Palestinian group's push for artists to wear pins supporting Gaza at the upcoming Academy Awards. The group, Artists for Ceasefire, sent letters to attendees of the prestigious event asking them to wear pins calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. However, the ceasefire has already been in effect for over a month. The pins featuring an orange hand holding a heart against a red background, which Artists for Ceasefire claims symbolizes support for human rights and lasting peace. But the response from Brigade, a Jewish organization founded after the October 7th massacre to advocate for Jews and Israel, has condemned the timing of the letters. They were sent on February the 20th. That was the same day the bodies of two Jewish children, Ariel and Kafir Bibas, were discovered after being murdered in Hamas captivity. In the statement, Brigade says, "Today we will not be silent." And that pin is no symbol of peace. It is the emblem of Jewish bloodshed. Meanwhile, the movie The Brutalist, nominated for 10 Academy Awards, is expected to win big at this year's upcoming Oscars. The film has recently won 4 BAFTAs, including Best Director and Best Actor, 3 Golden Globes and several other awards. The 2024 epic period drama, directed by Brady Corbet, stars Adrian Brody as Laszlo Toth, a Hungarian Jewish Holocaust survivor who moves to the United States in 1947. The film shows his struggle to rebuild his life and career in post-war America, exploring themes of ambition, trauma, and the immigrant experience. The narrative spans 3 decades, highlighting Toth's struggles and triumphs, particularly his involvement with a wealthy industrialist, Harrison Lee Van Buren, portrayed by Guy Pearce. This collaboration presents Toth with both opportunities and challenges, reflecting the complex interplay between artistic vision and capitalist interests. At the Golden Globes, Adrian Brody shared his thoughts on playing a Jewish character in light of increasing anti-Semitism.
It may feel very grateful to be a part of that speaks to this and the message that that the film provides insight into.
The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.